The banking system is safe. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden trying to reassure everyone of that in a speech about the collapse of two banks since Friday. Federal regulators are making those deposits available today for the bank's customers.
Investors in the banks will not be protected. They knowingly took a risk, and when the risk didn't pay off, investors lose their money. That's how capitalism works.
The White House announces, meantime, the president is approving a big oil drilling project in Alaska and putting restrictions on some offshore oil leasing in the Arctic and across Alaska's North Slope. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is expected to be giving testimony today to the Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged.
He is likely to give critical details about whatever involvement then-candidate Donald Trump may have had in the payments, which were made in the final weeks of the 2016 campaign to two women who allegedly had affairs with the former president. Former President Trump, who was offered the chance to testify before the grand jury, has denied the affairs and said he did nothing wrong. Michael Cohen pleaded guilty in 2018 to federal charges for arranging the payouts to Daniels and another woman to keep them from going public. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The U.S. and South Korean militaries are holding their biggest joint military drills in years.
The 11-day-long exercise includes field training and a computer simulation, drills on a scale not seen since 2018. U.S. and South Korea describe Freedom Shield as a way of strengthening their ability to defend against a North Korean attack. North Korea, though, sees it as a rehearsal for imminent invasion. That's why Pyongyang's response has been so quick, firing two cruise missiles launched from submarines, which form part of the North's nuclear deterrent.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Everything Everywhere All at Once wins 7 Academy Awards for Best Picture, Direction, Best Actress, Supporting Actor and Actress, Original Screenplay, and Editing. That's 7. All Quiet on the Western Front wins 4 Oscars. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine's military reports inflicting heavy losses on Russia's and the fight for the eastern city Bakhmut.
Ukraine saying it has killed more than 1,100 Russian soldiers around Bakhmut in the past week alone. Now, a lot of these Russian soldiers are mercenaries. They've been freed from prison. They work for the Wagner Group, whose leader says the fighting around Bakhmut is very difficult. Russia, for its side, is claiming it has killed 220 Ukrainian soldiers just in the past 24 hours. And just getting the wounded out from the front lines has become extremely difficult, largely because of the spring thaw. Roads have turned to mud. Ukrainian officials have begun to talk with much optimism about what they call a spring offensive. They're not saying where, but it's likely to take place against Russian positions in the south.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv, Ukraine. Stocks this morning on Wall Street mixed, mostly flat. The pharmaceutical company Pfizer has a deal to buy the cancer drug maker Seagen for $43 billion, the largest merger announcement of the year so far. The NCAA men's basketball bracket and the women's are ready to be filled in.
For the first time in program history, Alabama is the overall top seed in the men's NCAA tournament. The Crimson Tide are in the South region. Houston lost the AAC championship on Sunday and will settle for the top seed in the Midwest as the Cougars try to get to the Final Four in Houston. Kansas is number one in the West, and head coach Bill Self is expected to be back with the team after missing the Big 12 tournament, receiving two stents in his arteries. Big 10 champion Purdue is number one in the East. The Big 10 and the SEC lead the way with eight teams each. each in the field, and North Carolina doesn't make it despite being ranked number one in the preseason, the first team to do that since the field expanded in 1985. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
The top women's seeds are South Carolina, Indiana, Virginia Tech, and Stanford. President Biden's on his way to California now. He'll meet there with the prime ministers of the UK and Australia. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.